Let's do it. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I don't know why, but sometimes stories kind of lump together. Like, they have a common theme, and a few of these are definitely related. A South Carolina woman was arrested after hitting her roommate with a lamp.
Ow.
Yeah, the two were arguing, and at one point, the woman hit the victim in the back of the head with a lamp. The victim had several cuts on the back of her head, but was able to fend off the woman with a knife. Dang. She was taken to a hospital and expected to be fine. The attacker was charged with assault and battery. It's not known what they were even arguing about. But
dang, that's exactly what I wanted to know.
I know, because not that it justifies it, but like, oh, okay, that's why they were doing it. I guess
right.
I understand. Another lamp story, a Florida woman attacked her husband with a lamp because he wasn't being affectionate enough.
Fair point. Now, see, that's...
I love lamp. Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
I mean, I think that's a problem right there in that relationship.
That one I can understand and get behind.
The man said his wife argued with him while he was lying in bed. He said she clawed him and then grabbed a lamp that was behind their bed, obviously the lamp that he loved, and she hit him on side of the head too.
The lamp that he loved more than her, I guess.
I mean, it's a nice lamp. Have you seen it, though? It's got a lot of different settings. The light bulb broke and the guy suffered scratches. The woman was arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery. Thank God, like, the way our house is set up, like, there's not... We have lamps, but they're actually in storage because there's... It's just overhead lights. There's not a lot of plugins for lamps, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder what Lindsay would throw at me if she was going to assault me in our house.
Oop.
Kitchen, we have knives.
Her shoe.
Yeah, I was going to say
yes!
Shoes. Because
oh my
she has
God.
A lot of shoes everywhere,
she
right?
has shoes in every room.
Yeah. Yeah, probably shoe then.
Duh. The answer was so obvious. A California man robbed a liquor store to pay court fees for previous crimes. An employee called the cops after the guy pointed a gun at him and fled with $500 in cash. The officers found the man at a nearby store when he threatened a restaurant employee with the gun, too. While getting arrested, the man claimed, "Man, I needed the money to pay my court fees for my other crimes."
Oh.
Yeah, he was charged with armed robbery.
I feel like if you're going to rob a store, a liquor store is the way to go because there's always like lowbrow stuff that goes on in there.
They
so like they're
sell
less...
to underage kids.
Yeah, and like just like lowbrow stuff, like it's actually a front for something else. Or, like they sell like dogs or something. So like I feel like they're less likely to report it.
And your final dummy of the day story: a South Carolina man called the cops because he was upset his drug dealer sold him soap instead of crack.
I want some crack.
I don't blame him. Soap is not crack. I don't know much, but I know there's a difference. The guy tried to get his money back from the dealer, but when that didn't happen, he did what everybody would do. He called 911. Now, he made up a story that the dealer stole cash from his apartment. When officers arrived, they learned that was not the case. The guy admitted he wanted to buy crack for $20.
I want some crack!
But the dealer gave him soap instead. He was arrested and charged with filing a false police report. Officers then went to the seller's home where they found pot, crack cocaine,
I want some crack,
ammo, and drug paraphernalia. The dealer was also arrested and faces several drug-related charges. So what a snitch.
Crack is whack. That's what Whitney Houston said.
Oh my gosh. When you guys were in high school, did you ever, like I never really even smoke. I don't care if people do, but I didn't know, like, I heard people like, careful, man, they don't give you oregano in a bag or something like that. Like, I never knew somebody would try to pass off, cocaine
as soap. Kids do that kind of stuff.
I didn't know the cocaine as soap, but
I've never heard of
oregano.
That.
Yeah.
All right, those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.